First sample PL activity certificate. Today's date is 09/01/2022. Dictation is for Alan Reynoso. Reynoso spells R E Y N O S O. Alan spells A L A N. Date of birth is 11/20/2004. This is a 17-year-old gentleman here with left great toe pain. Period. Patient denies trauma. He said this has been going on for approximately 2 months. And it's gotten worse in the last week or so. He said he was trying to cut his toe because it appears as if it's growing into his skin, but made it worse, period. He said pain is approximately 6 of 10, increased with touch and shoe wear, certain close-fitting shoes. Pain is non-radiating, is confined to the lateral surface of his great toe, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Surgery is none. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies trauma. He denies increased temperature. Denies myalgia, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 113/65, pulse 68, respiration 18, temperature 98.5, period. Next paragraph. Left great toe. Nail is viable. Lateral surface of his nail appears to be embedded into the surrounding soft tissue. There is soft tissue swelling, erythema, and purulent discharge. Neurovascularly intact. Gap refill less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, flat, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no vesicles, no bolli. No macules or papules, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, and 3 cranial nerves to return as normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is onychocryptosis. Assessment number 2 is localized cellulitis. Assessment number 3 is toe pain. Next paragraph. Procedure. Nail, partial nail excision, semicolon. Procedure was explained to dad. Complications. Were explained. The procedure in detail was explained to dad. He gave verbal consent. Next line, child's feet were soaked in water, warm water and betadine. Next line. He soaked for approximately 15 to 20 minutes. Next line, digital block was performed using approximately 5 cc's of lidocaine without epinephrine. Patient was allowed to wait for approximately 10 minutes and then re-examine. Anesthesia was achieved. Next line, with a forceps, nail was grasped and rotated medially, removing approximately 0.7 centimeter of nail that's embedded into his surrounding soft tissue. Next paragraph, next line, site was cleansed. Bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, triple antibiotics was applied to excision site. A Xeroform gauze was used over the surgical site, secured with 2x2 and Coban. Next line. Patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, dad was informed that he needs to buy child a post-op shoe that he can use at least for the next week. And he was restricted from all contact sporting activities, period. Next paragraph, patient was advised to buy over-the-counter Tylenol or Motrin for pain. To come back to the clinic in 48 hours to check for infection. Says he understand and will comply. End of dictation.